Listening test. You're going to hear an interview with Dr. Weeks talking about super young people. Here's the beginning of the conversation.
And now, another edition of The World of Science with Jane Marple.
We've all met them. That irritating woman who turns up at a school reunion 20 years later looking almost the same age as the day she left school. Or the middle-aged man who can beat people half his age on the tennis court. Well, Dr. David Weeks, who is with us tonight, has spent years researching into these so-called super young people.
Here's an example of a question. Why does the journalist use the adjective irritating in this case? Because she doesn't like school reunions, because she feels envious, or because she can't play tennis so well? The correct answer is because she feels envious. Right, ready? Now read the rest of the questions and alternative answers before listening to the conversation. Now listen to the rest of the conversation. You'll hear it three times. Write the correct answers in your exam book. Write the complete answer in the multiple choice questions, no more than one answer for each question, and fill in the gaps in the last five questions.
And now, another edition of The World of Science with Jane Marple.
We've all met them. That irritating woman who turns up at a school reunion 20 years later looking almost the same age as the day she left school. Or the middle-aged man who can beat people half his age on the tennis court. Well, Dr. David Weeks, who is with us tonight, has spent years researching into these so-called super young people. Dr. Weeks, could you start by telling us exactly what you mean by the expression super young?
Yes, well, I'm referring to a lucky group of people who actually look, behave, and feel as much as 18 years younger than they really are.
In your book, in fact, you conclude that their real age, their birth date, is irrelevant. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Is looking younger than our age just a question of our genes?
Well, of course there is a genetic factor. But there are many other factors to take into account. My research has shown, for example, that your love life is an important factor. The super young tend to have more satisfying romantic relationships than the average person. They often have friendships and relationships with people younger than themselves, too.
And do the super young tend to have a lot of children?
No. In fact, the opposite. Our research showed that 15% of the super young didn't have children at all, and those that have children tend to have very small families, one or two children at most.
Is lifestyle an important factor?
Yes. The super young are usually very active, energetic people. They're the sort of people who wake up refreshed in the morning, jump out of bed, and are ready to go. The super young usually have normal or even low blood pressure, and they tend to sleep very well. Our research showed that they tend to travel more often than the average person, and when they do travel, they often travel more widely. That is, they tend to travel further. Generally speaking, they are also people who read more and watch less TV than the rest of us.
And do they do a lot of exercise or sport?
Yes. In fact, we found that they were the kind of people who prefer to do sport than to watch sport. A curious fact we discovered is that they tend to prefer individual sports such as swimming or walking to playing team sports such as football.
What about their personality?
On average, the super young tend to be more sociable and less neurotic than the rest of us. We also discovered that they tend to be more honest. They are more likely to tell the truth than the average person.
Is diet an important factor?
Well, in fact, this was one of the most surprising discoveries of our research. There was no common dietary habit shared by the super young. There were vegetarians and red meat addicts. There were people who drank no alcohol and people who regularly drank wine, beer or spirits. So diet does not appear to be an important factor. However, smoking was, perhaps not surprisingly. Among the super young people we identified, non-smokers outnumbered smokers by about 20 to 1.
Do you find that people who look much younger than they are had sometimes had a little bit of help from a plastic surgeon?
No, in fact, again, the opposite was true. The super young rarely use plastic surgery or hair transplants to keep their young looks.
Why not? Because they don't need to.
Exactly.
Thank you, Dr. Weeks.
Now you'll hear the text again.
And now, another edition of The World of Science with Jane Marple.
We've all met them. That irritating woman who turns up at a school reunion 20 years later looking almost the same age as the day she left school. Or the middle-aged man who can beat people half his age on the tennis court. Well, Dr. David Weeks, who is with us tonight, has spent years researching into these so-called super young people. Dr. Weeks, could you start by telling us exactly what you mean by the expression super young?
Yes, well, I'm referring to a lucky group of people who actually look, behave, and feel as much as 18 years younger than they really are.
In your book, in fact, you conclude that their real age, their birth date, is irrelevant. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Is looking younger than our age just a question of our genes?
Well, of course, there is a genetic factor. But there are many other factors to take into account. My research has shown, for example, that your love life is an important factor. The super young tend to have more satisfying romantic relationships than the average person. They often have friendships and relationships with people younger than themselves, too.
And do the super young tend to have a lot of children?
No. In fact, the opposite. Our research showed that 15% of the super young didn't have children at all, and those that have children tend to have very small families, one or two children at most.
Is lifestyle an important factor?
Yes. The super young are usually very active, energetic people. They're the sort of people who wake up refreshed in the morning, jump out of bed, and are ready to go. The super young usually have normal or even low blood pressure, and they tend to sleep very well. Our research showed that they tend to travel more often than the average person, and when they do travel, they often travel more widely. That is, they tend to travel further. Generally speaking, they are also people who read more and watch less TV than the rest of us.
And do they do a lot of exercise or sport?
Yes. In fact, we found that they were the kind of people who prefer to do sport than to watch sport. A curious fact we discovered is that they tend to prefer individual sports such as swimming or walking to playing team sports such as football.
What about their personality?
On average, the super young tend to be more sociable and less neurotic than the rest of us. We also discovered that they tend to be more honest. They are more likely to tell the truth than the average person.
Is diet an important factor?
Well, in fact, this was one of the most surprising discoveries of our research. There was no common dietary habit shared by the super young. There were vegetarians and red meat addicts. There were people who drank no alcohol and people who regularly drank wine, beer or spirits. So diet does not appear to be an important factor. However, smoking was, perhaps not surprisingly. Among the super young people we identified, non-smokers outnumbered smokers by about 20 to 1.
Do you find that people who look much younger than they are had sometimes had a little bit of help from a plastic surgeon?
No, in fact, again, the opposite was true. The super young rarely use plastic surgery or hair transplants to keep their young looks.
Why not? Because they don't need to.
Exactly.
Thank you, Dr. Weeks.
Now you'll hear the text for the last time.
And now, another edition of The World of Science with Jane Marple.
We've all met them. That irritating woman who turns up at a school reunion 20 years later looking almost the same age as the day she left school. Or the middle-aged man who can beat people half his age on the tennis court. Well, Dr. David Weeks, who is with us tonight, has spent years researching into these so-called super young people. Dr. Weeks, could you start by telling us exactly what you mean by the expression super young?
Yes, well, I'm referring to a lucky group of people who actually look, behave, and feel as much as 18 years younger than they really are.
In your book, in fact, you conclude that their real age, their birth date, is irrelevant. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Is looking younger than our age just a question of our genes?
Well, of course, there is a genetic factor. But there are many other factors to take into account. My research has shown, for example, that your love life is an important factor. The super young tend to have more satisfying romantic relationships than the average person. They often have friendships and relationships with people younger than themselves, too.
And do the super young tend to have a lot of children?
No. In fact, the opposite. Our research showed that 15% of the super young didn't have children at all, and those that have children tend to have very small families, one or two children at most.
Is lifestyle an important factor?
Yes. The super young are usually very active, energetic people. They're the sort of people who wake up refreshed in the morning, jump out of bed, and are ready to go. The super young usually have normal or even low blood pressure, and they tend to sleep very well. Our research showed that they tend to travel more often than the average person, and when they do travel, they often travel more widely. That is, they tend to travel further. Generally speaking, they are also people who read more and watch less TV than the rest of us.
And do they do a lot of exercise or sport?
Yes. In fact, we found that they were the kind of people who prefer to do sport than to watch sport. A curious fact we discovered is that they tend to prefer individual sports such as swimming or walking to playing team sports such as football.
What about their personality?
On average, the super young tend to be more sociable and less neurotic than the rest of us. We also discovered that they tend to be more honest. They are more likely to tell the truth than the average person.
Is diet an important factor?
Well, In fact, this was one of the most surprising discoveries of our research. There was no common dietary habit shared by the super young. There were vegetarians and red meat addicts. There were people who drank no alcohol and people who regularly drank wine, beer, or spirits. So diet does not appear to be an important factor. However, smoking was, perhaps not surprisingly. Among the super young people we identified, non-smokers outnumbered smokers by about 20-1.
Do you find that people who look much younger than they are had sometimes had a little bit of help from a plastic surgeon?
No, in fact, again, the opposite was true. The super young rarely use plastic surgery or hair transplants to keep their young looks.
Why not? Because they don't need to.
Exactly.
Thank you, Dr. Weeks.
That is the end of the listening test. Write your answers in your examination notebook if you've not already done so. Then you can go on with the rest of the examination.